We build, we root, rise. Welcome back to the podcast, y'all. It is season two. We are still in season two. This is episode three. And I really thank everyone who has tuned in to the podcast thus far. I honestly love sharing my thoughts on these podcasts. And a lot of the time, I have so much to say that I'm like, I need to set up a time. Like, I need to schedule time each day to make an episode on my podcast because I literally have so much to say and I think about a lot. And you know, this episode today is really gonna be on knowing who you are and knowing yourself and knowing that feeling inside. Some call it intuition, you know. Some say, you know, the Holy Spirit. Some will say, you know, it's just like a feeling, a gut feeling. But whatever that is to you, I will say that that is something that I have found has heightened for me a lot the past month. And that's not to say that like I never had that feeling before, but lately it's just been extra strong. And I can actually say like I know why. And it has been because I have been taking time to take care of my mental health more, you know, taking social media breaks where it's necessary, you know, working on my inner health, the food that I eat, the stuff that I watch, the stuff that I listen to, the stuff that I read, the stuff that I intake into my body and my mind. Like, I've really been taking like super conscious thoughts into what I'm doing. And honestly, like, it's been a blessing because although it's been hard, because each day I'm having to unpeel and each day I'm growing. I think when a person begins to heal themselves and takes accountability for who they are, for their actions, for their thoughts, for everything that makes them, you strengthen the spirit within you. You strengthen parts of your soul. You heal parts of yourself. You connect with your consciousness in a way that no one can for you. Only you can do this for you. And that's what I really learned over this time. You know, a lot of people live in this life not knowing how to spend time alone and not nurturing that intuitive side of them. You know, the side that guides them, connecting to the source. And for me, it's really been amazing to be able to, you know, be still and meditate and connect with my inner being, you know, connecting with the unconscious parts of myself, making them conscious, and becoming aware of the present moment. And the fact that each day I'm healing, each day I'm becoming stronger, each day my spirit is strengthened and my spirit guides me. And that I am grateful for. So definitely I will say, intuitive beings, being an intuitive being, being guided by a higher power that protects me. Knowing who I am, honoring the parts of myself that I've healed and that are still healing, and showing up for myself each day. This has literally given me strength And there is no shame. There's only grace when you're able to retrospect and really connect with that inner part of who you are. Peeling back the layers, the hard layers, the soft layers, the layers that we don't want to talk about or feel, but experiencing the experience and knowing that it's serving you a higher good, a higher purpose. So with that, I want to say peace to all the intuitive beings that are just in this journey right now, collectively, all over the earth. We all feel each other one way or another. And I know right now where negative energy is heightened right now, and there's a lot of anxiousness and worry and anxiety and pressure in the system and the earth right now, despite all that we may feel and see and experience around us, we have the choice to collectively evolve and to collectively heal and to collectively rebuild, reroot, and rise. And when we are able to do that collectively in the spirit realm, we honestly create a power within us and around us that is, oh, it is so bright. It is illuminant, honestly. So I just want to send my love to everyone. Thank you for tuning in to this quick episode. And I hope all of y'all stay encouraged. Y'all stay blessed. Know that you are loved. Know that you are guided and protected, and just tap into which source. Understand and know which source that you are tapping into every day, that you are getting your energy from every day, or what is taking your energy. Much love, y'all. I'll see y'all on the next episode. Have an amazing day. Peace.